Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. And 8 years ago today, millions of Americans learned for the first time a few names.
Our war on terror begins with Al-Qaeda, but it does not end there. It will not end until every terrorist group of global reach has been found, stopped, and defeated.
The attacks of September 11th, 2001 introduced America to Al-Qaeda. Since then, it's become a very familiar statement from policy officials. We also learned the name of Osama bin Laden, who became OBL and then became the nameless sort of evil behind the attacks of September 11th. We also learned other names, al-Zahrawi, the Taliban, all names that were familiar to security experts like Art Keller, former CIA agent from 1999 through 2006, spent his last few months of his intelligence career in Pakistan hunting top al-Qaeda leaders. He joins us from Albuquerque, New Mexico this morning. And Bruce Hoffman, terrorism expert and professor of security studies at Georgetown University, joins us from Washington, D.C. Bruce and Art, good morning.
Good morning, John.
I think as many of the sentimental and emotional memories reverberate on this day, 8 years after the attacks of September 11th, 2001, there's also the question of where is bin Laden? Who did this? What has happened to them since? Are we any closer to answering that question, Art Keller, 8 years later?
On one hand, one could objectively say no, in that there hasn't been any solid leads for a while. On the other hand, there's been a significant shift against both the Taliban and al-Qaeda in Pakistan. And in the long run, the better you get at denying him a possible safe haven, the closer we are to getting him.
Bruce Hoffman, would you say that the search for Osama bin Laden has continued, has gone away, has reached some sort of clarity?
I think it's certainly continued, and there's always, I think, been a focus on, of course, you know, running to ground the most wanted man in the world. What's been interesting over the past 8 years is how the importance we've often attached to that search has wafted and waned. There was a whole period of time when President Bush, for example, never mentioned bin Laden, ignored him as a main figure, and concentrated on the al-Qaeda network. I suspect we're probably somewhere now where we're both hunting down al-Qaeda leaders relentlessly now. Certainly in the past 13 months, we've killed upwards of 13 mid to senior al-Qaeda leaders in Pakistan using unmanned drones. And we're still hunting for bin Laden.
Now, when Saddam Hussein was finally apprehended after the Iraq War, which, of course, was one of the major military consequences of September 11th, you know, he was found in what was called a spider hole. He was basically imprisoned. There was something pathetic about delivering up Saddam Hussein at the moment that he was delivered. What do you think it would mean if Osama bin Laden was actually apprehended? Art Keller and then Bruce.
I think it would be a triumph both for all the people in New York who look back on this day with horror and, of course, for all the security professionals who have spent a lot of time hunting him. But in terms of seeing him coming out in the same condition as Saddam, I don't see it because I don't think he'd let himself be taken alive.
Bruce Hoffman, and indeed Robert Baer, who's talked a lot about Osama bin Laden, former CIA agent and the inspiration for the movie Syriana, among other fictional portrayals of the intelligence community. Bruce Hoffman, Bob Baer believes that Osama bin Laden is dead and has said so on this program. What do you think?
I've seen no evidence that he's dead. I think all indications are that he's still alive. He's certainly not exercising any day-to-day control over the running of al-Qaeda. I agree with Art. I think the death or capture, but I think it's much more likely the death. I think bin Laden, for his image, has to go down in a blaze of glory, has to go down fighting and be martyred. So I would be stunned if he's pulled out of a cave somewhere and is an abject, you know, pathetic figure. His image and the impact that I think he would want to have on the movement he created, he would hope would resonate even more profoundly in his death than his life. But from my point of view, getting bin Laden is absolutely critical, both for the morale boost, both for the blow it would deal to the movement, but without also killing or capturing his deputy, I think the person who really runs al-Qaeda now, Ayman al-Zawahiri, we'd only be getting half a loaf.
Well, let's talk then about this notion that Osama bin Laden is biding his time. Does that mean there is a blaze of glory attack on the horizon somewhere? And how does that complicate the mission of intelligence officials right now? Bruce, and then Art.
Well, bin Laden will always try to orchestrate any event to in such an outcome that's going to benefit him and his movements. I mean, this is, I think, one of his enduring traits that's made him the world's most significant terrorist leader is that he's always been something of an impresario. He always knows how to make an impression. I think that, certainly some dramatic death will be seized upon by al-Qaeda's propagandists to attempt to give bin Laden the kind of resonance and the kind of inspiration to subsequent leaders of jihadis that they'll want to follow in his footsteps.
Bruce Hoffman, terrorism expert and professor of security studies at Georgetown University, thanks so much. Final note from Art Keller, former CIA agent from 1999 through 2006. If bin Laden was produced now, who do you think that would deliver closure to? The Taliban is back 8 years after 9/11. Is it likely that Osama bin Laden will be back?
Will he be back? Not in a major way. As Bruce had pointed out, 13 mid-level deaths in al-Qaeda ranks. If he tries to become more active, he will pop up on the radar screen. And just to follow up on the earlier comment, there has been a blaze of glory attempt, and it was disrupted. It was a plot to blow up six airliners on the way from Great Britain to the U.S.
That's the liquid bomb attacks that have been talked about, and there's actually a trial going on in Britain?
Indeed.
Art Keller, former CIA agent from 1999 through 2006, and Bruce Hoffman, terrorism expert and professor of security studies at Georgetown University. Where is bin Laden? It's a question still on the table 8 years after 9/11. Thanks to you both.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.